WGBW 1590 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Still nothing, but Israel and the U.S. are waiting. ABC's Marcus Moore is in Beirut with a warning from the White House sources.
A statement from a White House official from not long ago saying, quote, the United States has indications that Iran is preparing to imminently launch a ballistic missile attack against Israel. That White House official going on to say that we are actively supporting defensive preparations to defend Israel against the attack.
Israel crossing the border and beginning what it says are limited, targeted ground operations against Hezbollah leaders in southern Lebanon. 45,000 dock workers at ports from Boston to Houston are off the job over the issues of pay and automation. The search continues for those still missing after Hurricane Helene plowed through parts of the southeast. The storm killed 130 people and has led to at least 1.5 million power outages. In Plains, Georgia, the nation's 39th president, Jimmy Carter, is celebrating his 100th birthday today. This is ABC News.
I'm Lisa Hale with WGBW News, your news roundup in quick podcast form. You can find it anywhere at the WGBW website, wgbw.fm.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Voters in Wausau can use their absentee ballot drop box again. A replacement is in place after Mayor Doug Denny removed the original one last week. The Marathon County DA says the Portage County Sheriff's Department is looking into whether Denny broke the law. How the winners are declared on election night is a mystery to many, but the leading organization that does the job says it'll be transparent about their calls. Anna Johnson is the Associated Press's Washington Bureau Chief.
As soon as we're making those key race calls, expect to see us showing our work, how we did it. What happened? What were the facts behind that? And I think that that is really, really important.
Johnson tells WISN-TV's Upfront the AP only declares winners when the outcomes are beyond a doubt. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WGBW News, I'm Lisa Hale. Brown County Executive Troy Streckenbach unveiled his proposed budget for 2025 Monday. He said this budget includes the lowest property tax rate for Brown County on record. A press release said the county mill rate will go down 24 cents from $3.04 to $2.80, making the 2025 budget levy $94.53 million, down about $46,000 from this year's budget. The Brown County Board of Supervisors holds its annual budget meeting on October 23rd. See our story at wgbw.fm for information. Kennedy Elementary in Green Bay was put on lockdown Monday at about 1 p.m. because of a community concern. Green Bay police say they assisted Brown County sheriffs in arresting two people on warrants at that time and in that area. The lockdown was lifted after about an hour. And that's what you need to know. I'm Lisa Hale, WGBW News.
It's time for the MLB postseason. Hi, I'm Jimmy Cusco with Sports, filling in for Mike Clemens. The Brewers will play the Mets today to open up the best of three wildcard round. Milwaukee enters as the NL Central champion and third seed in the NL. Manager Pat Murphy said the Brewers are young but ready for the postseason.
It's about getting them ready. We're going to face one of the best teams in baseball, whoever it is, with a lot of firepower, with a guy on the mound that's good. You know, you can say, well, he only had 4 days or we only had 3 days. This time of year, you can throw all that stuff out the window. It's about being ready to play, and we're going to play against somebody good. So, you know, buckle your chin strap, and let's roll.
First pitch is after 4:30 p.m. The Green Bay Packers will try to bounce back this week as they play the L.A. Rams on Sunday. Kickoff this week against the Rams is after 3 p.m. on Sunday. And Wisconsin football will play in back-to-back 11 a.m. games the next 2 weeks. They host Purdue this Saturday and play at Rutgers next week. Filling in for Mike Clemens, I'm Jimmy Cusco with Civic Media Sports.
Enjoying this local program?
Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Significantly cooler today and crisp, with high temperatures only scraping the mid-60s. Still have some breezy winds with a few clouds filtering in here tonight, lows fall to the mid-40s. And there'll be plenty of sunshine tomorrow and a touch warmer. Highs should reach 70. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. It's 60 degrees at our studios.
Hi, this is Jim Schmidt, your former mayor of Green Bay. You know, I've always cared about local issues. I still do. Join me on my new show, Lean Local, here on WGBW. I'll interview community leaders and elected officials, discuss the economy and development projects, and we'll talk about the future of education here in Greater Green Bay. As they say, all politics is local. So join me for Lean Local, Sunday at 1 p.m. on the Talk of Green Bay, 97.9 WGBW.
Most people out here think that taking care of one another is important. And most people would step up for a neighbor going through a tough time. Most people around here help out friends and family when they need it. But the funny thing is, most of us won't look for help when we need it. Talk to someone if you're struggling with mental health, because most people out here really care. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. That's loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, Late Show with Stephen Colbert writer and comedian Paul Mercurio joins the show. And in the second hour, Northeast Wisconsin-based comedian Rob Breckenridge joins me in studio.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8. The Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
Good morning and welcome to Matinaire on Air. Jane Matinaire, Greg Bach, Calvin Butenoff coming to you live from our studio in downtown Waukesha, Wisconsin. You can always join us, call or text at 855-752-4842. Leave a comment if you're watching on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter. Donald Trump campaigning today in Wisconsin. He will be in Wanakee and in Milwaukee. Civic Media News team will have all the coverage. We will have special coverage of the former president in Wanakee starting today at 1:30 p.m. Tonight, of course, is the vice presidential debate between J.D. Vance and Tim Walz. And we will have coverage as well tonight of the VP debate, which starts at 8 p.m. Our coverage here across Civic Media begins at 7:45. So you can join us. You can listen on the stream. You can listen live. It will be all across the Civic Media Radio Network. Well, some people will do anything to avoid going to therapy. And it's hard.
Yeah.
It's hard.
No, I'm sorry. I apologize. Let me try that again. Say what you just said again.
Some people, it's hard. Admitting you need help is a difficult thing.
Absolutely correct. 1,000%.
And I think it's especially difficult for men.
Very, very much so.
Very much so. So, I don't know. I feel like this guy kind of needs an outlet, possibly anger management. Maybe I'm taking this way over the top. The Ellis County Wild Game Dinner happened recently in Texas. It was on Saturday night. It was a fundraiser up for auction, a Taylor Swift guitar.
Signed guitar but from Taylor Swift.
Decorated in the style of Taylor's Eras Tour.
Mm-hmm.
She never actually played it, but I know artists will do this a lot. They will autograph a musical item so it can be auctioned off for charity or for whatever. So that apparently was the case. This gentleman bid $4,000 for this guitar.
$4,000.
$4,000. And he won it. As he was walking up to claim his prize, the guy who shot the video said, "I see a guy grab a hammer off the stage. When I began the videotape, I thought it was just a joke." Nope, not a joke. The guy who bought this $4,000 guitar then smashed it with a hammer. A spokesperson for the Ellis County Wild Game Association says, "I'm surprised how big of a deal people are making this out to be. It wasn't meant to be mean or malicious. He was just trying to make a lighthearted statement, showing disapproval of people in the entertainment industry trying to influence politics."
Jane?
Yeah.
Where in the bloody hell do I begin with this?
It was just a lighthearted thing.
Okay.
Greg?
Lighthearted. A man pays $4,000 to perform a violent act to make a point. Okay. First of all, go to therapy. If you think spending $4,000 to do that is cool, funny, or having a good time, go to therapy. Second, I am sick and tired of this. We just don't like that these entertainers are being political. BS. Because if Taylor Swift would have endorsed Donald Trump, that guitar would have went for $50,000. You would have bought it and presented it to a child at that event. Go to therapy.
It's this guy's $4,000. It's his money, I guess. You know, you bought it. You want to destroy it.
I'm glad you brought that up, too. Because I believe it was either in that article or a tweet I saw that said, the things you can do with $4,000, you could donate it to hurricane relief.
That would be a thought.
You could donate it to a meal program, food access, education scholarships, things of that nature, or just donate the money to that organization that was having the auction for maybe a youth program that helps kids get into hunting if that's a traditional thing for you. But let me tell you something, $4,000 to stand in front of a bunch of people and smash a guitar with a hammer, a guitar that any one of their kids or grandkids would have they would have cried over it. Go to therapy.
They'll be much more gentle than Greg is being right now if you actually do contact a therapist. Calvin.
I think we already know the answer to this question, but I'd be curious to know what the front of his house or the back of his pickup truck looked like.
Fair point.
It's got bumper stickers you're not going to like, Calvin. But you know what, though? And that's fine. That's the thing is like, if I went to an auction and it was a guitar signed by Ted Nugent, first of all, I wouldn't
bid on it. Right.
I certainly wouldn't bid on it with the opportunity of destroying it. This country is bereft in its arts, too. That guitar going to be handed to someone who wants to play guitar. Like, I know I'm probably taking it too seriously.
Well, and you are a guitar player.
I'm a guitar player. I'm a man. I believe in therapy. I believe that these types of actions we've been told our entire lives are blowing off steam. Boys will be boys, just having some fun. You can't take a joke. But when your base reaction is to spend a lot of money, that's a lot of education too. You need to think about some things. You need to process some life choices. This is not good behavior.
Well, and it's not healthy.
No!
I just don't think it's healthy behavior. We're talking about the gentleman over the weekend in Texas at a game event auctioning off a guitar from Taylor Swift's Era Tour that she signed, and he bid $4,000 for it. He got it, and then he proceeded to smash it with a hammer to make his point about how entertainers should stay out of politics. Just shut up and sing.
Oh, God.
Except for Kid Rock. And I don't know, you know,
Ted Nugent,
Matt from Germantown texting in, listening here on WAUK. They had entertainers at the RNC, but entertainment people aren't supposed to be involved in politics. Good point, Matt. Well, it's fine for me, but not for thee.
Yep. And then Tom on the live stream said, and this is true, he made a comment about egg and milk prices. You paid $4,000 for a guitar. You can't afford eggs. Well, of course you can. You just spent $4,000 on a guitar
that you destroyed. Karina from Milwaukee is on the line. Good morning, Karina. Thank you so much for joining us.
Hey, guys. Hi, good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I think, I don't know why they have a problem. She's a citizen, right? She can't have an opinion, and she will be voting. So what's the problem? One. And two, I think it's very good example of those mega people who will destroy, including democracy and the country, to make a point.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's disturbing, Karina. It is.
It is that, as I was saying to you earlier before we started the show, this is not about Donald Trump, the politician, or the man in the Oval Office. This is about the brand, which is rebellious, thumb your nose at society, do and say what you want, consequences to the wind. No one will be prosecuted. No one will go to jail. No one will do it and will ever be, will admit to being wrong. So, of course, that appeals to people because they get to tell the jokes they want and say the things they like because they have a guy who used to be president and a guy who bought a social media website who say, you know what? We need free speech in this country. Even if it hurts your feelings, I don't care.
King Rhett on the live stream says, if entertainers should stay out of politics, then shouldn't Trump have stayed out of politics?
Oh, no.
Good one, King Rhett. Yeah, you kind of got a point there, Kelvin.
Yeah. Now I lost my train of thought totally.
It happens to me all the time.
That's what I was going to say. As a former WWE wrestler and actor now, Dave Bautista made a, I think it was an Instagram post, like talking about early voting and how everyone's responsibility. The post didn't even contain anything about who he voted for, but he did have a Harris Walls t-shirt on in the photograph.
Uh-oh.
And of course, all the WWE fans are, Hollywood got him. Hollywood got him. But
I'm sorry. I'm sorry, Calvin. I'm sorry to interrupt you, though. But who spoke at the RNC this year? His colleague, Hulk Hogan, a.k.a. Hollywood Hulk Hogan. But it was absolutely fine for that racist prune to tear his shirt off on national television.
They had Amber Rose at the RNC.
I'm still trying
to process that.
The multiverse is real and it sucks. Because I used to live in a world where it was like at least somewhat reasonable, but now we're at a place where guys pay $4,000. And I know that's not the most someone's paid to do something stupid.
Well, I'm trying to think back of all the other things that MAGAs have destroyed over the years.
The country.
In the name of, that's the obvious one. But I mean, so they went, Kid Rock shot at beer, right? He was upset.
Watch the video. He missed.
But I mean, there's all kinds of things that they have destroyed over the years to prove a point, and I just don't know how effective that is.
Well, and that's the thing is that at the end of the day for that, perfect example, Jane, the Bud Light thing. I still see videos of dudes like how to drink a Bud Light, and then they throw it away. I'm like, what are you doing? Kid Rock fired a comical amount of weaponry at three cases of beer. He still sold it at his bar in Nashville, and he still drinks it. So it's this whole, it's all about the reaction. They don't care about the point.
It's performative.
They're not standing on a hill to make a grand gesture. It's just about like, what will keep me relevant?
And keep me in the club.
You know what will make you relevant in this world? By standing up and saying, I'm going to therapy. And I'm not kidding you. You would be an inspiration to young men out there who see this tough guy saying, I can work on myself. I can be better. I can still be tough. I can be cool. I can shoot beer with a gun, but I'll talk to my therapist about that one. That is a bigger deal to me than what this yo-yo did with his $4,000.
I do want to point out that the proceeds for this dinner did go to the Future Farmers of America, so that's good.
That's great.
It is good. But again, sir, I don't know. Maybe just call. Just call. Take the first step. Talk to somebody. There's help available.
Yes, there is.
I mean that very sincerely. There is help available.
Yes, I absolutely agree.
All right. When we return, no straw for you. Keep it here. You're listening to Matt Nair on air, coming to you across the vast and global Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for the Todd Allball Show.
Are record energy costs putting a squeeze on your fixed or limited incomes? With inflation rising at record levels and incomes not keeping pace, you might be one of tens of thousands of Wisconsin residents who are struggling to survive in the blistering heat of summer or the bitter cold of winter. While you haven't asked for it, the Keep Wisconsin Warm Cool Fund and your local energy assistance providers are here to help. No Wisconsin resident should ever have to face the challenge of living without heat or power or face homelessness. For a hand up, apply today and call 1-800-506-5000.
5596 or visit www.kwwf.org. That's 800-506-5596 or visit www.kwwf.org.
Get ready to rock the vote at the Oktoberfest Get Out the Vote Extravaganza Tour. Join the tour October 3rd at Green Bay Titletown Brewing Company. Music by Tom Castle and the Traveling Suitcases.
I seen her tucked out in flowers, in scarves and hats and bows.
Other partners include Progress North, Planned Parenthood Advocates of Wisconsin, Citizens Action of Wisconsin, and Our Wisconsin Revolution. The goal of the tour is to inspire and motivate attendees to volunteer for Get Out the Vote efforts and support organizations that need additional help to maximize their capacity and impact. Everybody come together.
Effigies carved in stone, cast in bronze.
Enjoy the great music and fuel the movement for change. You must register ahead of time at the ManaquaBrewingCompany.com site under the tab Get Tickets. Come be part of the action. Get Out the Vote Extravaganza is presented by Manaqua Brewing.
The Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
Good morning. Welcome back to Matinair on Air. Jane Matinair, Greg Box, Sweet Calby on the board, coming to you from our studio in downtown Waukesha. You can join us. You can call. You can text. It's the same number, 855-752-4842. Leave a comment if you're watching on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter. Coming up after the 11:30 news, big comedy festival in Milwaukee underway today. Greg Box is going to highlight some of the headliners.
Heck yeah.
At the Milwaukee Comedy Festival. So if you're looking for some laughs, this is a good week for you to do that.
Oh, it's full of laughter.
It is full of laughter and all kinds of different venues and all over the city.
Yes.
So we will have all the details coming up right after the 11:30 news. Of course, tonight is the one and only vice presidential debate between Tim Walz and J.D. Vance. We will have all your coverage all across civic media, including on the app, starting tonight at 7:45. News director Terry Bell, Up North News morning host Pat Kreitlow, and Civic's political editor Dan Schaefer will be hosting that. So that starts tonight at 7:45. It'll be interesting to watch. I think a lot of people are very curious to get to know a little bit more about Tim Walz and J.D. Vance. J.D. Vance comes in with terrible approval numbers.
Yeah, I mean,
terrible.
You're almost like, good job at being so terrible.
Yeah, it's, and I'm sure he's hoping that they can turn this around, but Tim Walz has issues too. Just listen to Jesse Waters from Fox News. Jesse Waters upset when Tim Walz apparently got a vanilla shake that had a straw in it. Jesse Waters said on the fake network news show, women love masculinity and women do not love Tim Walz. So that should just tell you about how masculine Tim Walz is. The other day you saw him with a vanilla ice cream shake, had a straw in it. Again, that tells you everything. Calvin, do we have a clip from Mr. Waters? Let's play that, please.
Women love masculinity, and women do not love Tim Walz. So that should just tell you about how masculine Tim Walz is. The other day, you saw him with a vanilla ice cream shake. Had a straw in it. Again, that tells you everything. Judge Jeanine.
No, what did it tell us?
According to Jesse Waters, because he demonstrated it, the proper manly man way to drink a vanilla shake, or the correct way to say vanilla shake, is vanilla ice cream shake. I don't know how you drink it without a straw. Wouldn't a spoon make you even less manly, man?
So here's what you do, Jane. You take that shake. First of all, you stare at it, and you let it know who's boss.
Exactly. Who's in charge.
Then you just take the shake, you put it towards your face, you bring your head back and the shake back, and then whatever you get on your face, that's just to let the people know how manly you are, because you won't use a lady straw.
So no straws for you guys, or apparently you are opening yourself up to mockery.
Hey, Jesse Waters, as I said before, Go to therapy, bro. My goodness. Like, I love, I really enjoy the just Sumerian, just women love masculinity. That's just a fact. Women don't like Tim Walz. Another fact.
Tim Walz can change the car filters in my car. That's manly.
Yeah, he can fix cars.
You can change oil in cars.
I can do that as well.
That's manly
but
to
you,
me.
But you know what, though? That's humanly. People can learn that.
Do you women know can do that, too.
Do you know what's manly? Being a guy who's in touch with your feelings the way Tim Walz is, whether it comes to his state, his family, his son, post the DNC, what happened to him.
Yep.
He is, and I mean what I said before, when you stand up and you have a platform and you say, I'm not perfect, I'm flawed, I can work on myself, I talk to someone, I take medication. I'm speaking to the men right now. Women very much applies, but specifically men. When you do those things, you are becoming an inspiration for younger men to do the same. You are making it safe for them to stand up and say, I have things going on too, I have feelings and I need to talk about them. Because men, as we all know, we are not raised to do that.
No, you're not. A new USA Today Suffolk University poll, this is from a couple of months ago, though, says 48% of likely voters view straw using Tim Walz favorably. Only 36% have a favorable view on J.D. Vance. Tim Walz is leading Vance among women. So apparently women are not quite so about the straw thing.
Yeah.
I think we can let that slide.
If we're going to play into that masculine thing, Jesse Waters, if you're listening, he's not. Tell me where the bolt is on your oil pan. I'll wait. Tell me how to fix a cabin air filter. I'll wait. Nothing? He's not calling? No? Okay, cool. It's just that thing of like, what is manly? What is masculine? What is any of those things? It's all a construct. We made it up to make ourselves feel better.
A very good point.
And now we're just wrapped in it. We cannot unentangle ourselves.
Mark from Prairie du Sac. Good morning, Mark. Do you straw?
Yes, I you do use a straw. And who the hell calls it a vanilla ice cream shake rather than just a vanilla shake? I mean, the whole word shake, if you go someplace, it's kind of implied that you're getting a shake. You don't need to see ice cream. Who the heck does that? And as far as for masculinity, this is kind of a nerdy point, but there was we're all familiar with Conan the Barbarian. I'm familiar with him from the writings of Robert Howard. And in Robert Howard's, one of his first stories on Conan was called The Tower of the Elephant. And Conan runs across this creature who's been imprisoned, been tortured and all this. And it talks in that how Conan's heart was moved, was feeling pity for this poor creature that had been imprisoned by this evil wizard. I mean, and it didn't question, nobody questions Conan's masculinity.
Because he had sympathy.
He has sympathy. He has empathy for this poor creature who showed the rack marks of torture for like centuries. And that it is just for Jesse Waters, I mean, get a life, man.
I
mean,
I think you said it right there, Mark. Jesse Waters, get a life and get a straw.
Go to therapy, get a straw,
I think you'll feel better with a shake and a straw and
a
little
therapy.
I'm going
to get a shake after this.
All right. News is coming up next. When we return, the Milwaukee Comedy Festival, it's going to be good.
It's back, baby.
It's back, and it's a week full of laughs. Stay close. You are listening to Matt Nair on air. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW. This is your local Civic Media radio station.
Want to hear even more? Anytime?
Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know.
The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is trying again to change PFAS regulations for drinking water. Last week, the Natural Resources Board approved a request to start the process. Republican lawmakers blocked the DNR's last push for remediation steps. People in Wisconsin on the front lines against water pollution want a state program expanded. The Well Compensation Grant Program helps cover the cost of replacing wells polluted by farm runoff, but not many people who need it qualify.
Nitrate concentrations must exceed 40 parts per million. The health standard is 10 parts per million, so you'd have to have a very high nitrate concentration in your private well.
Chase Cummings is with the Dunn County Environmental Services Department. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now, here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WGBW News, I'm Lisa Hale. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is looking for public comment for an environmental review of the Safe Drinking Water Loan Program project in Appleton. The project includes replacing lead service lines in the city of Appleton. Comments can be submitted to the DNR by October 14th. See our story at WGBW.fm for links and information. Meanwhile, the Wisconsin DNR wants the public to check the fire danger on its website before conducting any outdoor burning activities right now. There is a potential for increased fire activity due to dry weather and gusty winds. The DNR says most of Wisconsin is under a moderate fire threat, while Forest, Marinette, and Oconto counties have a high fire threat. Burning brush, leaf piles, and debris are the number one causes of wildfires in Wisconsin. Sparks from recreational equipment and campfires are also contributing causes. And that's what you need to know. I'm Lisa Hale, WGBW News.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. In Wow, Were We Ever Wrong News, many of the writers on Saturday Night Live did not think Will Ferrell was funny when he first joined the show. Ferrell recalls the early days in the new Netflix documentary Will and Harper, in which Ferrell and former Saturday Night Live writer Harper Steele take a cross-country road trip. Steele started on the show the same time Ferrell did and said the rest of the cast and writers thought Ferrell was a dud, but she just knew he wasn't. Will Ferrell got the last laugh as he went on to be an SNL favorite and star in movies like Elf and Anchorman. About every 10 years or so, Barry Williams shows up in the news and spills the tea about his fellow Brady Bunch cast members. A few years ago, he talked about his crush on his TV mom, Florence Henderson, and their innocent kiss. And now Williams is saying all the cast members hooked up. Williams, who played Greg Brady, says he hooked up with Marsha, the actress who played Peter and Jan dated, and even Bobby and Cindy dated. Relax, folks. They were step-siblings. And actors. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Significantly cooler today and crisp, with high temperatures only scraping the mid-60s. Still have some breezy winds with a few clouds filtering in here tonight. Lows fall to the mid-40s. And there'll be plenty of sunshine tomorrow and a touch warmer. Highs should reach 70. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now it's 62 degrees.
The spotlight will focus on Governor Tim Walz and Senator J.D. Vance Tuesday night, October 1st. Listen here as the vice presidential candidates debate issues important to you.
Go to the polls as a parent. You should have more power.
A belief that one person can make a difference.
Wisconsin Decides 2024. Special coverage starts at 7:45 p.m. Then listen to the CBS vice presidential debate live at 8, Tuesday, October 1st, here on your local Civic Media radio station.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop. That dog does not want to be petted.
A heads up before something bad happens.
You should not send that text.
Uh-oh. Life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can reverse prediabetes and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the one-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
Todd Albaugh.
Hey everybody, join us next time as we'll preview the vice presidential debate. J.D. Vance taking on Tim Walz right here. Join us.
The Todd Albaugh Show. Weekdays noon till 2.
Good morning and welcome back to Matt Nair on Air. Jane Matt Nair, Greg Bach, Dr. Slide on the board, coming to you live from our studio in downtown Waukesha. You can always join us. Call or text 855-752-4842. Leave a comment if you're watching on a live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and the platform that Jabba the Musk hates that we continue to call Twitter. Coming up at 11:51, it will be This Shouldn't Be a Thing. Today from the world of politics. Can be anything, you never know.
Yep.
And if you have a thing that should not be, you can always email it to Jane Says, J-A-N-E-S-A-Y-S, Jane Says at civicmedia.us.
Dot U-S.
Not dot com.
Not dot net net.
No. Dot U-S.
Dot angelfire.
Dot U-S. Also, reminder, Brewers in action. 3:55 today.
Feeling good, Jane.
Are you?
I am.
See, you're hopeful?
I'm hopeful. Well, of course I'm hopeful. I'm a Brewers fan. Of course. But the Mets, we just played the Mets this past weekend. We took the series. They had to go immediately to Atlanta, play two games. So they have five games in 4 days played. We got 1 day of rest, which isn't a lot, but it's more than them. So we're coming in a little bit more rested. Got a plan. The Mets got to come in. We'll see. I have high hopes for today's game.
All right.
Then there's going to be a second game and possibly a third.
Well, you can catch our coverage starting at 3:55 today. It's not going to be on the app. You have to listen on terrestrial radio, WRCE 107.7 FM, 1450 AM in Richland Center. You can also catch the game today. Brewers at 3:55, WRJN 99.9 FM and 1400 AM in Racine, and also in Kenosha at 98.1 FM. Brewers in action this afternoon. Our coverage starting today at 3:55. However, like I said, that is not going to be on the app. What will be on the app is tonight's vice presidential debate between Tim Walz and J.D. Vance. And before we went to the news, we were talking about Jesse Waters from Fake News. Says that real men don't use straws. You don't get to use a straw. That's not a manly man thing. And I just wanted to share this text from Michaela because we were talking about what makes a manly man.
Yes.
And I think that includes, you know, being able to change your own oil. And
yes.
Being able to change your own car filter like Tim Walz does.
Yes.
Michaela from West Bend, listening here on WAUK. The drain bolt on the oil pan is on the bottom of the right side of my car, and the cabin air filter is accessed through the glove box. But I guess I'm a liberal woman, so I guess it doesn't count.
Ding, 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 Michaela. You are officially a man.
Well done, Michaela. Well done. I am impressed.
Do they just put their mouth on the entire can of soda and try to, like, heave the whole thing in?
I don't know.
It's just, I'm so confused by this anti-straw movement.
Yeah.
It's just,
it's, hopefully it's not going to be a growing thing.
No, it should never be a thing.
This is a thing.
Goodness gracious.
The Milwaukee Comedy Festival.
Who?
The Milwaukee Comedy Festival really gets underway today.
Correct.
And runs all the way through Sunday.
Correct.
You are going to be crispy fried by the time this thing is done.
I will be falling asleep on Sunday night probably around 2 in the afternoon.
Yeah, and yeah. That will be well deserved. Yeah. So how does this all work? Because it is at a number of different venues.
Yes, so we're going to have 4 venues this year. First venue tonight is going to be at Shank Hall. Our headliner, his name is Adam Caton Holland. He has been on HBO. He has been on Conan a couple times. He's actually, right now, probably flying over Minnesota. He's in the air right now. He arrives in about 30 minutes. But he will be at Shank Hall headlining. Really good friend of ours. We love him a lot. That show starts at 7:30. All tickets for all the shows can be found at mkecomedyfest.com. And this Comedy Fest, so how a Comedy Fest works is comedians will apply to be in it. They'll send their videos, and then a panel of judges will look at these clips and decide who gets in, who does not. It's a tough job because you usually get, you know, if you're a reputable festival, you're going to get anywhere between 150 to 1,000.
Wow.
You know, luckily we've never gotten 1,000. That's a lot. That's a lot. But you then decide who's going to be in the fest. Then you organize them into shows. So we have 9 shows this year. We have 1 show a night between now and Thursday. 2 shows Friday, Saturday, Sunday. So 9 altogether. And tonight's at Shank Hall. Mm-hmm. Tomorrow's going to be at Tomorrow's going to be at Lakefront Brewery.
Okay.
That is our keg stand-up. That's starring Matty Ryan. He has also been on Comedy Central. Good friend of ours as well. Thursday, we'll be at Great Lakes Distillery. Then Friday through Sunday, we'll all be at the Laughing Tap in Walker's Point on 5th Street in Milwaukee.
Do prices range, or is it the same for all the shows across the board?
It's prices do range depending on the venue. So, but they're all very affordable. I don't think there's a ticket. The sites that are not Laughing Tap are $15 to $20, whether you buy at the door or online. And then Laughing Tap is going to be a little bit more expensive. But once again, you are seeing top caliber comedians from all over the country.
Yes.
Who also have their own great credits, whether it's TV, podcasting, things of that nature. It's a lot of fun. It's a lot of fun.
And a really good deal.
Yes.
I'm telling you, folks, for some of the names that you've mentioned, and they've been on HBO, and mm-hmm. they've been on Conan, and they've been on late night shows and stuff for 15, 20 bucks, 25 bucks.
Yeah.
And you get to see these guys in person. That's a deal. And it's a wonderful way to support comedy in Milwaukee.
Yeah, this is
live comedy in Milwaukee.
Live comedy in Milwaukee. This is an artist-driven festival. This isn't corporate. It's not, you know, we're not twisting our mustaches and making millions on it. But we run this from the heart. And this is our 19th year.
That's impressive.
Thank you very much. It's one of the longest-running comedy festivals in the world. Believe it or not. I'm not kidding you. Most festivals usually go away after 5-10 years.
Yep.
We've been going on for 19.
That's impressive. That says a lot about southeastern Wisconsin and the support that you're getting, and from northern Illinois and all over the place.
And the name getting out, and people from anywhere from Chicago to Japan applying to be a part of it.
How cool.
Yeah, very cool. And so, like I said, tonight is at Shank Hall with Adam, Kate, and Holland. Calvin, we have a clip of Adam's set. If you play that one right now. This is Mr. Adam, Kate, and Holland.
When I was in second grade, some mornings we'd go into the school and the classroom would be arranged like an airplane, two long rows of chairs. And then we'd sit in those chairs and, using the powers of our very fertile second grade imaginations, we'd pretend to fly to countries all over the world and learn about them. Yeah. The other day, I left $12 on a $6 food purchase because I messed up calculating a 20% tip. Sometimes kids just need to go to school and do math.
You bring it down. That's Adam, Kate, and Holland. He is a fantastic young man. Very, very fun. We're looking forward to having him. And Shank Hall is a great venue.
It is. Yeah. And the owners of Shank Hall have been very supportive of the Milwaukee arts community in various forms for a really long time.
Mm-hmm, absolutely.
A really long time.
Yeah.
Do we have another clip?
We have Maddie Ryan, who will be headlining tomorrow, Keg Stand-Up at Lakefront Brewery. That show is also 7:30. If you want to play that clip real quick, Calvin.
Dude, the best. Oh, man. The best is when someone has to yell at you for drinking somewhere where you're not supposed to. But right before they do, you get to witness their face as they first have to overcome their disbelief. When someone's like, I don't... What is that? Yeah, yeah, excuse me, sir. Yeah, right here. Yeah, hi. Yeah, we do not sell beer at this museum. Where did you get those? Oh, we brought them. Yeah. A couple road dogs, you know what I mean? No, I don't know what you mean. I'm like, yeah, a couple of brew dogs for you dogs. You get it, right? No, not even less than, I don't understand. Yeah, me and my buddy had Tuesday off. So, you know, we figured we'd crack a couple Frosties, get in here, peep some mummies, just really make an afternoon out of this, you know? No, I don't know. Sir, everything you say, I understand less of what you just said. God, oh my God. Yeah, please leave. Please leave the museum. This has never happened before.
Maddie Ryan,
yep.
Going to be performing tomorrow night, headlining.
Correct.
Tickets between $15-$25 or so.
Yep, exactly.
Milwaukee. MKEComedyFest.com.
Look at you.
Is that right?
Yeah. And if you want to come out, you're going to see me at every single show. I will be there, and I will be in various stages of tired as the week goes on. The first few days are pretty easy. It's one show a night. I get home at a relatively good time. But Friday and Saturday, there'll be late nights. And then Sunday, I'll just collapse. But, you know, it's
worth it. Well, again, after 19 years, that's quite an accomplishment. And I bet it's been interesting to see. So where are some of the comics that you featured 19 years ago? Are they still in the biz?
I mean, some of them are. When the festival first began, it was actually strictly a improv and sketch. And it was very, very local. So, I mean, they're still around. They're still doing work. But some of the comics, the stand-ups, they've gone on and do big things. They've
really?
Got their own specials. They've been on TV late night. I mean, I'm trying to think, like, all the people we've worked with is just... you remember them, and all of a sudden you say, "Oh, they're on Conan. Oh, they're on." I mean, someone we work with right now who's blowing up. His name is Josh Johnson. I think he's one of the best comedians in the country. Period. He is on YouTube and he is very, very funny. And he headlined one of our festival shows, and now he's on The Daily Show.
Wow.
Yeah. I mean, it's. They come in for a week. They'll do one or two shows, and they go off and do the thing, and they don't really remember us, and that's fine, but we remember them.
Well, sure.
And we're very proud of that, that we get to work with them beforehand and hopefully maybe again down the road. But yeah, it's great to see the trajectory of what they accomplish and how they grow as a performer and a writer.
It's a tough avenue to choose.
Yeah.
I would say stand-up comedy and comedy in general, among all of the things you can do in the arts.
Yeah.
I think that's got to be the toughest as far as having a long tenure.
Yeah, I mean, you can make it relatively soon in stand-up comedy, especially with the access you have today with regard to social media, but definitely you're putting in the hours, especially like if you want to be a great stand-up, you got to like hit the mics. You're going to be working 7 nights a week. My friend Caitlin, who produces the festival with me, who is an avid listener of the show, wants to remind me and to tell you that a gentleman named Steven Castillo is a writer from who we worked with, is now a writer on SNL too. So
very cool.
Very cool. I know. But yeah, it's great to watch those things happen and see their successes, and
you feel like you helped them along the way a little bit.
A proud papa bear.
Exactly.
Who will be like, "Hey, get me tickets to SNL. Hello." But yeah, it's
nice to have friends in high places.
But then yeah, so shows are going to be great, and then we're going to have some after parties too. There's a great bar in Milwaukee named the Day Drink In that sponsored us, and Thursday night and Saturday night there will be just fun get-togethers at that bar. They're on Plainfield in Milwaukee off of Howard. Everyone's invited. Come on down.
Cool.
Share a drink, share a laugh.
Nice. And you get to meet the comics?
Yeah. If they're there and they want to meet you. Comics are notoriously introverted. So if they're not like the most like, "Hey, how's it going?" Don't be offended. They most of us are like, "It's very nice to meet you. I liked your set. Thank you very much. I'm going to go back over here and not talk to anyone.
And sit in my corner." It is very interesting because a lot of comics are very introverted.
Yes, we are.
And
oh, yeah.
What the character you see performing on the stage is not how they would be in real life.
Or on the radio.
Or that too.
Yeah.
That too. We used to do that a long time ago.
Yeah.
And that never went well.
Well, that was the thing.
I would say it rarely went well.
The song that Calvin chose as the intro, the bumper, any comedian, any stand-up knows this, where someone finds out, like, "Oh, you're a comedian? Tell me a joke.
Say something funny."
And then I just say, "All right, cool. Pay me." "Well, I just want to hear a joke." "That's fine. Pay me money.
This is my job.
This is my job. My jokes are my stock and trade," to paraphrase Abraham Lincoln. "You want me to tell you a funny? Give me the money."
MKEComedyFest.com.
Boom.
We will include it in the show notes. If you would like to go get some laughs this week, Milwaukee Comedy Festival getting underway tonight, running through Sunday. 2 shows Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Go get some laughs. We can all use them.
Yes, we can.
And help out local comedy. It's a great thing to see.
Woo-hoo.
All right, one segment to go. When we return, This Shouldn't Be a Thing today from the world of politics. Stay with us. You're listening to Matt Nair on Air. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
She's got you.
Say something funny to me. Make me laugh so they won't see
how much it hurts. Loving you the way I do and knowing I'm losing you.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home of Mino and the Mayor.
Farmers in Wisconsin have always been ahead of the times, and it's no different in the mid-1800s.
George Esterly was running a large wheat farm outside of Whitewater, but reaping his crop by hand was back-breaking work. Esterly invented a mechanical harvesting machine and used it in his own fields in 1844. He then won a Chicago Mechanics Gold Medal 4 years later. But was he the first in the country to build a harvesting machine? The answer is coming up. Esterly followed up his win by opening a factory in the Whitewater area, building the harvesting machines and eventually other farm equipment too. By the 1880s, 500 people worked there. So was Esterly the first in the country to build a new mechanical harvesting machine? Yes, this man's early farm invention lives on as a remarkable slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr.
At Civic Media, we encourage active political engagement and remind listeners to think critically about political advertisements you may hear during this critical election year. Our stations are licensed by the FCC and are required to accept all ads for federal candidates. We also air state and local candidates, as well as paid ads from issue and PAC groups. Truth is rarely as simple as any political ad may claim. So again, we urge you to think critically about what you hear in the spirit of promoting authentic and respectful civic dialogue.
Out here in the middle of all these acres, it can feel like you're the only person on earth. And sometimes, that's how it feels when you're going through tough times. Trouble sleeping, your mind racing. So what do? We get help. There are people in our community who are here for us. Sometimes, just talking to someone can make all the difference in the world. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. That's loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Welcome back to Matt Nair on Air. Jane Matt Nair, Greg Bach, the Board Lord, coming to you from our studio in downtown Waukesha. Join us, call or text at 855-752-4842. Leave a comment if you're watching on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter. Just a reminder, we will have live coverage of tonight's vice presidential debate between Tim Walz and J.D. Vance. Our coverage starting across the network at 7:45, hosted by Civics News Director Terry Bell, Up North News Radio's Pat Kreitlow, and political editor Dan Schaefer. That all starts tonight at 7:45. If you're going to be in the car and you're not going to be able to watch, you can also listen on the Civic Media app. 11:52, that means it is time for
This Shouldn't Be a Thing.
We need another pot. We need another volume pot.
I know. The intro music was still playing underneath.
All right. This shouldn't be a thing today from the world of politics. And I would like to think that we can all agree on this. On the one hand, we have Eric Adams.
Yes.
Democratic mayor of New York City, facing conspiracy, wire fraud, and bribery charges in a 5-count indictment, outlining a decade-long trail of corruption that started when he served as an elected official in Brooklyn and continued throughout his administration as mayor of New York. Eric Adams got free, steeply discounted flight upgrades valued at more than $100,000, free stays in fancy schmancy hotel suites, expensive meals, campaign donations from straw donors, some of which helped him qualify for more than $10 million in matching public campaign funds. Again, he is facing wire fraud and bribery charges in a 5-count indictment. That's Eric Adams, Democrat from New York City. On the other hand,
In this corner,
we have Supreme Court Justice Clarence Thomas, who for more than 2 decades has accepted luxury trips virtually every year from Dallas businessman Harlan Crow without disclosing them. He's a public servant with a salary of $285,000. Not enough, though. He's vacationed frequently on Harlan Crow's super yacht around the world. He flies on Crow's private jet. He's gone with Crow to the Bohemian Grove, a weirdly freaky exclusive California all-male getaway. Okay, that's a whole nother discussion for some other time. Thomas typically spends about a week every summer at Harlan Crowe's private resort in the mountains. The extent and frequency of Crowe's appearance gifts to Thomas have no precedent in the modern history of the U.S. Supreme Court. All of these trips over two decades appear nowhere on Supreme Court Justice Thomas's financial disclosures. His failure to report the flights does appear to violate, a law that was passed after Watergate requiring justices, judges, members of Congress, and federal officials to disclose most gifts. He also should have fessed up about his trips on the yacht. Eric Adams facing a 5-count indictment. Clarence Thomas going on another luxury yacht trip to Indonesia, perhaps. This shouldn't be a thing. Either it's illegal for everybody or it's not illegal for anybody. Right?
Yeah. We didn't even bring up the fact that he's married to a woman who helped orchestrate January 6th.
Oh, that's a whole, entirely different thing.
Yeah. It's.
I cannot imagine that we don't all agree that this should not be a thing. And I don't care what political party you belong to. If one guy gets charged with bribery and fraud, just because he's a Republican, the Democrats shouldn't be able to get away with the same thing. Just because he's a Democrat, that shouldn't be the way it works.
I'm going to say this. If your first gut reaction is to defend Clarence Thomas, you don't believe in personal responsibility. You don't believe in upright, you know, just that you know, being a proper good citizen, following the rules. Mm-hmm. You don't. And now I guess you belong in Trump's party then.
Well, I think, like we talked about with Gold Bar Bob Menendez.
Yeah.
Former Democrat, now independent.
And now jobless.
Yeah, now jobless. I was delighted to see that they took him to court and they kicked him out of the party. That's what should happen.
Absolutely.
Across parties.
And we're also not even talking about his other buddy, not Neil Gorsuch, but Alito.
Alito.
I mean, and that's the thing, is it piles up and piles up all these people who are doing terrible things. No consequences. No, the last person they did anything to was George Santos, and they regretted it because they wanted his vote.
If you have a thing that should not be and you would like us to highlight it, email it in to janesays@civicmedia.us, JaneSays, janesays@civicmedia.us. That has been today's edition of
This Shouldn't Be a Thing.
There's a storm coming.
It should not be a thing. Don't forget, the debate tonight starts at 8 o'clock. Our coverage starts at 7:45 right here on Civic Media. We will get your reactions tomorrow after the debate wraps up tonight. Should be an interesting evening.
Mm-hmm.
Stay tuned. News is coming up next. Thank you, Greg and Calvin and all of our engineers. Without you guys, nothing works. And thank you most of all for calling and for texting and for listening. It means the world. I hope you find some joy today and you get the chance to share it. Stay close. News, then Todd Alba right here on the Civic Media Radio Network. We'll see you in the morning.
This is the talk of Green Bay, WGBW. Dom Salvia.
Next time, Wisconsin Attorney General Josh Call. Plus, we'll preview the VP debate with Walls and Vance. Tune in.
The Dom Salvia Show, weekdays 4 till 6.
I learned patience from my adoptive dad. All he had to say was,
"Hey, you got this. Just breathe." Hey.
pretty good.
Yeah.
Might have to start a band.
I got it.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUSKids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app. You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay.
WGBW 1590 AM Denmark. W250 CV Green Bay.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.